From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Melissa Block. Across the country, anti-establishment Tea Party candidates have shaken up Republican primaries. In Kentucky, Colorado, Utah, Alaska, the GOP is now supporting candidates it didn't expect to nominate. The latest and perhaps most surprising example of the trend came last night in Delaware. Tea Party favorite Christine O'Donnell beat the popular longtime Republican Congressman Mike Castle for the party's Senate nomination. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports on the nominee and how the GOP is dealing with this sudden game change.
Christine O'Donnell is sharp, charming, and energetic.
We are running a truly grassroots campaign on the sweat equity of our committed volunteers who are passionately committed to this race. That's the exciting thing.
With her Sarah Palin looks and endorsement, plus the backing of a couple of Tea Party groups, it's easy to understand how she motivated many Republicans to come out and give her a win yesterday. The questions come when you start delving into her background. This is her third run for the Senate, and Delaware's biggest daily newspaper, the News Journal, has been running stories on her problems for years. Early in her career, she was fired from a respected Republican think tank, which she then sued for discrimination. In 2008, her house fell into foreclosure and was scheduled for auction until a friend and campaign worker bought it from her. She was then audited by the IRS, and in an interview in August, she suggested that audit was politically motivated.
I ran against Joe Biden, and I was audited, and my mother's business was audited, as well as many other family members were audited. All got our notices the same time, all for the same year. It's a coincidence, that's okay.
I then asked,
why do you think these audits happened?
Who knows? Who knows? It could be thug politics. It could be intimidation tactics. But either way, it didn't stop me.
At the end of the audit, she says, the IRS slapped a tax lien on her house, but it had already been sold.
See, that's the other thing. The 11... that's again, what makes it really funny, because it's an $11,000 on a tax lien on my home that I sold. I sold in 2008, so I didn't even own the home when they put the tax lien on it.
O'Donnell calls the lien a computer error. She says it's been cleared up, but it's still on her credit report. She earns very little money now and pays half of her rent with campaign donations. She says that's justified because she's running her campaign out of her house. And it recently came to light that her alma mater, Fairleigh Dickinson University, didn't issue her a degree in 1993 because she still owed it money. All of this, O'Donnell says, is actually good for her campaign. It shows that she's not a millionaire. But O'Donnell's win rocked the GOP like nothing has in recent history. In an extraordinary bout of cyber whiplash, emails from the National Republican Senatorial Committee went from asserting O'Donnell was paranoid to fully endorsing her in one day. The party spent today trying to recover from Karl Rove's appearance on Fox News last night. The Republican guru came right out and said what others had been whispering for weeks.
And again, these serious questions about how does she make her living? Why did she mislead voters about her college education? How come it took her nearly two decades to pay her college bills so she could get her college degree?
He said this to a sputtering Sean Hannity, who tried to defend O'Donnell, to which Rove responded.
Did you ask her about the people who are following her home to her headquarters and how she's checked each night in the bushes? Did you ask her? I mean, there are just a lot of nutty things she's been saying that just simply don't add up to it.
Sounds like you don't support her.
So while Republicans are trying to look unified in their support of O'Donnell's general election bid, Rove's words are very likely ringing in their ears. This is not a race we're going to be able to win, he said. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.